The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another amazing episode of Military Resource Radio, the only show that connects veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives, inspires veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with those amazing resources and organization, and enlightens veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits, as well as other current military news and events related to them. If you've been listening to the show, you know me. I'm your host, Tony Gatliff. And here today, I'm joined by just a legend of the veteran home mortgage industry. And that is Gary Foster of VAHome.org. How are you doing today, Gary?
I am outstanding, sir. How are you?
I am doing so great. It's not even funny. And I noticed that you are outstanding again today. And, every time you come on, you know, I keep waiting for you to maybe say, you know, that today is not outstanding, but you never take the bait, do you, Gary?
Yeah, I'm a fourth-generation Marine. Quite honestly, I didn't know there was another word until very much later in my life.
That's right. That's right. We've talked about that. I remember that. Yeah. So force a habit. But you know what? I'm looking at you right now, right here in the studio. You look outstanding, my friend.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a chicken egg thing. You know, maybe I just said it enough that I felt like I was. or maybe I really felt like it and I kept coming out. Whichever one came first, it seems to be working.
So. That's right. It's like that book, The Secret, right? You know, if you focus on being outstanding, you're going to be outstanding, right?
Well said.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So Gary is here in the Military Resource Radio studios here in lovely Birmingham, Michigan today, and we've got a lot to cover. I wanted to take just a couple minutes here and talk a little bit about VAHome.org. And we've had you on before on the show, Gary, but I want, for folks that maybe haven't listened or maybe haven't heard you specifically on the show, what is VAHome.org and where can folks go to get some great information on that?
Well, first off, we'll start with where you can go, and that's VAHome.org.
Aptly named. Yeah, aptly named. Absolutely.
As far as what we do, I mean, essentially, the concept that we started with was the tragedy, so to speak, of the 22.6 million military members out there of home buying age, and then the total at the time was about 2 million VA loans. And with such a low penetration and a low exposure, you know, it clearly we felt that there was a disconnect between the educational piece or the knowledge piece and the military members themselves. I mean, if you think about it, the military member goes to multiple fiduciaries to buy a house, right? They go to the realtor, they're a fiduciary. They're supposed to have their best interest in mind, an accurate and good decision. So if, you know, 90% of the time it's the most appropriate loan and yet 30% of the time it was being used, well, that was the responsibility of the fiduciary, the failure of the fiduciary. So what we wanted to do was just create a place you can go and just get information. If you're asking your loan officer for information about the VA loan product, you're kind of tied to their knowledge, and their knowledge is based on their bank's training, right? So if you had a place you can go and simply ask a question that was unbiased, it wasn't information from a particular bank or from a particular realty group. It just was, you know, I'm being told I couldn't use my benefit for this reason. I'm being told that I should go away from a VA loan and do an FHA loan for this reason, or for whatever thing you were being told. If it was not do a VA loan, you have a place where you can reach out, find out if it really is the best place to go or the best program to use, or you could find out that information about how to better structure what you're trying to do and take best advantage of that VA loan. Kind of a long answer to get to the point where you just have a place to ask an answer with no axe to grind, with no, you don't have to put your social security number in, you don't do anything like that. You just go to VAHome.org. Type in a question, and someone answers the questions. Heaven forbid.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a crazy concept, you know, that wasn't out there before, right?
Understand, agreed, but you know, you have to think about, you know, I'd say axe to grind or anything like that, but that's a good way to put it, because the VA have very, very minimal standards. And each bank has their own definition of risk. And so if each bank has its own definition of risk and they're setting guidelines based on that risk, there are more than 4,500 banks in America. That means there are 4,500 different types of VA loans. If you go to one bank and they would say, well, you had a foreclosure, 7 years from now, you can get another VA loan. And you go to the bank across the street and they say, no, it's 2 years. Or you go to the next bank and they say, all we need to see is 12 on-time payments. Or all these unique situations are out there. The answer to that question is always different bank to bank to bank. And unfortunately, that the borrower gets told, you had a short sale last year, you don't qualify for a VA loan. But instead, they should have to say, you don't qualify for a VA loan here.
Yes, at ABC
exactly.
Bank or
across
whatever.
The street, you very well may qualify. But unfortunately, the bank that's telling them that has no incentive to send them to the to the bank across the street. So they change a product that's going to fit their need, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I do understand that how it can come to be where it is a selfish way of doing it. But then again, they are in the business of making money. The bank is not always in the business of altruism. We all want to do the right thing. But I felt like there was a need and a disconnect from that military member or that veteran, to be able to get an understanding of the difference between a VA requirement and an individual bank requirement. So basically, if you were ever told that the VA loan is not right for you, whether you've had five VA loans in the past, you have five currently, you've had foreclosures, you've had bankruptcies, if you're ever told that the VA loan is not the best product for you, great. You reach out to vahome.org. You just put your scenario in there or just ask a quick question. Someone will answer that question from an unbiased position and say, you are going to qualify at some bank. Now, let's maybe help you find that bank, and that's fine. But if you're being told you can't use your VA benefits, was that because of that individual bank requirement? Or was it because of a VA requirement? It's just important to know the difference, and it's important to have a place to go to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And folks, again, that's vahome.org. And Gary, for our folks out there that are active duty service members or veterans, why don't you go ahead and give that in phonetic alphabet for them? That's, again, vahome.org, and I'll let Gary give it to you in phonetic alphabet.
That would be Victor Alpha Hotel Oscar Mike Echo. Dot org. You see, I cut myself short. So I was really just going off of the the name.
Absolutely.
Good catch, sir.
Yep. So, again, folks, that's vahome.org for all the latest and greatest information on VA loans out there. And, folks, we really would love you to visit vahome.org. If you're out there, if you're a veteran or an active duty service member or a spouse of someone who has VA benefits, head on over there. There's great information. You can get questions answered, like Gary says, non-biased, just there to answer your questions. So we're absolutely happy to promote that here on Military Resource Radio, folks. And speaking of Military Resource Radio, very quickly before we go into our first break, I'd like to talk a little bit about where you can find Military Resource Radio. And where can you find Military Resource Radio, folks? Well, you can find it in a few different places. First, we're on terrestrial radio, 7 different markets across the country. If you're in Chicago, we're available on WIND, AM 560 The Answer. That's Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you're in Austin or Fort Hood, Texas, we're available on KTEM, News Radio 14. That's Sundays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you're in Washington, D.C., or the surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia, we're available Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WWRC AM 1260, The Answer. In Jacksonville, Florida, available on WBOB AM 600, The Answer. That's Sundays, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. If you're in Los Angeles, you're really anywhere in that area, you can listen to us on KABC Talk Radio 790. That's Sundays 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. If you're in Tampa, Florida, you can listen to us on WGUL AM 860 The Answer. That's Saturday 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And if you're in Detroit, which Gary and I are right now, you can listen to us on WXYT, CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270. That's Sundays 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. As well, folks, the show is available in podcast form. You can head on over to militaryresourceradio.com, which is our website, and you can go ahead and click any of the links. We are on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, and TuneIn, and you can click those links right on the site, get forwarded over to our partner sites, and download show right into your device. And if you want to subscribe, the show will automatically get downloaded into your device every single week. Again, folks, that's militaryresourceradio.com. You can also head there for all the latest and greatest information on the show. You can contact us through our contact form, or you can always call us at 888-366, the number 4, and the letters MRR. That's 888-366, the number 4, the letters Mike, Romeo, Romeo. I'm Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio. We'll be back here with some more amazing content with Gary Foster of VAHome.org in just a minute. Again, you're listening to Military Resource Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
Odom's not a big town, but Pierce's Furniture is pretty sure that you won't find a town with a bigger heart for Jesus. Matter of fact, the Pierce Furniture family is proud to play a role in spreading the love of Christ. Whether you want a custom-made sofa or just a good old-fashioned conversation about our Lord and Savior, Pierce's Furniture is standing by with a big love and heart to serve. Don't get them wrong. They'd love to show you the 2.5 acres of fantastic Pierce's Furniture. But when you get right down to it, Pierce's Furniture knows that's just a way to make it through this time on earth. From their family to yours, and to all believers near and far, Pierce's Furniture wishes you a blessed and very Merry Christmas as you celebrate the greatest gift of all time, eternal life, unconditional love, and forgiveness for your sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. Pierce's Furniture, a company that offers it all while believing and practicing the why and the how of faith every day.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Military Resource Radio. Again, I'm your host, Tony Gatliff, and I'm here with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. Gary, my guess is that since the last segment, you're probably still doing outstanding. Is that accurate?
You know, I feel like it.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. So, Gary, we talked a little bit about VAHome.org, and I know that VAHome.org, you have some, you have affiliations with a few different lenders and a few different banks, but I wanted to talk about, as everyone knows, by the way, Military Resource Radio is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network, and folks have heard me probably talk. I am a vice president of mortgage lending here at BBMC Mortgage. And VAHome.org does have a relationship with BBMC. And Gary, could you talk a little bit about that relationship?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. The the relationship kind of began, quite honestly, the relationship began between myself and Todd Jones, the president of BBMC Mortgage. And he was... it was a conversation we were having about how, I don't know, I always said something like, you're the problem with the industry, or something like that.
Nice thing to say. Everybody loves to hear that, right?
Which he didn't want to hear, and I was actually more wrong than I thought I was. I typically say that to every bank president, to tell you the truth, because I don't feel like banks invest enough time and resources into educating their staff about the VA loan product. Little did I know.
Sure.
Yeah, little did I know that Todd Jones may share a similar passion to myself for veteran service. And so I'm not sure I've exactly apologized, for that yet. But, that may have to come at some point. But and learning about his education that he was doing far more than any bank that I'd run into in the past for his VA education. That being said, there's always room for improvement. And he saw the passion I had and the history that I had about the service, service-to-service relationships, and thought it would be a great idea for me to come in and train the entire staff on the VA loan product, not just so much from the bank's perspective. And this is what's unique. So it wasn't about the bank's perspective. It was about the VA's perspective and knowing what was right between the way the bank views the risk of a VA loan, and then also where the VA stand. And so it moves away from, you don't qualify for a VA loan to you don't qualify for a VA loan here. It's almost that style of product. And to have a for-profit bank, sometimes set aside some profit to do the right thing for that, for that veteran. It's an amazing thing to see. I mean, that's not the only philanthropic concept that Mr. Jones has kind of put together and built a platform on. But that's really, it made it a much easier way for me to build a relationship, knowing that we were really on the same side of the table. We're the closest you can possibly come in a for-profit entity to being, as altruistic as you can get, and so I still haven't apologized yet, and I don't. I'm not sure I will, but in the back of my head, I know that at some point may have to come. I mean, Mr. Jones is really the basis of my relationship, and I think that he's. I'm an enlisted. I'm a grunt, through and through, fourth generation. In the trenches kind of thing, and, being a West Point grad and an officer, and, the way we think may be a little bit different, but the passions are still there, Some of our mannerisms are a little bit different also. For example, I'm excellent at military quotes, right? I'm fantastic. I have a Rolodex of 1,000 quotes that I can do. Yeah, he takes a different approach. And this is the enlisted officer conversation. So versus taking a quote and applying it in the right timetable, he'll take a quote and completely paraphrase it to fit the situation. one of my all-time favorite quotes is from General Patton. It is, a good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. And so you could really see how that could apply to a lot of real-world or business situations. And I've probably been with Mr. Jones 15 times when he has butchered that quote, not giving any credit to General Patton, and then said, the last one, I believe it was something like, don't let the good stand in the way of the perfect. Like, wait. No, I said that backwards.
You know, don't let the perfect get in the way of the good.
Yeah. And that's
if I've heard that a couple times.
And I'm sure you have, you know, being your baby. But then if you listen to all of his conference calls, you're going to hear it 1,000 different ways. Don't let perfection stand in the way of the now. So whatever he needs it to be at that time, like, I'm pretty sure he only knows 3 quotes.
Yeah.
He is so good at paraphrasing those quotes. So what's going to happen is that, you know, hopefully a long time from now, but when he passes, there's going to be a book out there, and it's going to say, in the words of Todd Jones, and all these quotes are going to be on there. And then I'm going to be hopefully still around at that time, and I'm going to be the one screaming, those are paraphrases.
Those are not exact. You forgot a semicolon.
It's actually, you know, to be in all honesty, I've never met another military member that shared the passion that I do for military service. And it made this transition and this relationship, you know, strong from the beginning.
Well, and like you say, I mean, you know, Todd is a West Point graduate, played football at West Point, served as an artillery officer over in Bosnia. And so, you know, he certainly has that love and respect for veterans that you have. And it just comes through. It comes off of the both of you, you know, every single time that I talk to either of you. So that's absolutely amazing. And Gary, you know, as you mentioned, right, BBMC Mortgage is certainly into philanthropy with their Patriots Charity Initiative. And what they're doing on that is they're giving $150 of each funded loan's proceeds to one of 4 different veteran service organizations. So it's BBMC Mortgage's money, but the client gets to pick who that $150 is going to. And for more information on that, folks, again, head on over to militaryresourceradio.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see more information about the Patriots Charity Initiative. Gary, we have barely scratched the surface, and we are about to head into our Iron Man segment here. It's 15 minutes long, folks. Join us after the break. Again, Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio. We'll talk to you soon.
You've helped us to the biggest year we've ever had at Woody Folsom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Baxley. Now let's finish it with deals strong as a new rope. The Big Finish event brings you up to $13,000 off MSRP on new Ram Bighorn 1500s when you finance with Chrysler Capital. 13 grand back in your hand.
Or choose 0% for 72 months on new Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram 1500s. Or 20% off MSRP on all 17 and 18 Cherokees. Finance through Chrysler Capital. Business owner, buy a new Ram heavy duty and take your tax write-off. And that ain't all.
Every vehicle we sell has a free warranty forever. A real powertrain warranty. Good as long as you own the vehicle.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. The Big Finish event is on like a ham bone. Better get to Baxley, where we've gnawed the price down to the bone. Rambo says bone. Did you say bone?
That Rambo's a good dog.
Better get to Baxley, where Rams cost less.
Since 1957, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and comfort shoes to thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. They offer free fittings and evaluations by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. So stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. With all the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping, Christmas parties, and trying to find a parking place, it is sometimes easy to forget what the true meaning of Christmas is. Well, the Bogers family would like to remind everyone what the Christmas season is all about. It's about the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. There were no office parties, no trees or stockings or lights, just the arrival of our Savior. When you think about Christmas this year, let's reflect on why this holiday is so significant. Everyone at Boger Shoes wishes you a very Merry Christmas.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Just in time for the holidays, enjoy Downtown Dazzle, an illumination celebration nightly through December 31st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Duval Street in downtown Jacksonville.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
U.S. District Judge James Robart delivered his ruling yesterday. It's a victory for the American Civil Liberties Union and the Jewish Family Service, which urged the judge to halt the ban on refugees from some mostly Muslim countries. The Justice Department pondering its next move. A spokesman says they believe the ruling was in error. President Trump is sending Christmas greetings to U.S. troops stationed around the world from the Florida estate where he's spending the holidays. Mr. Trump spoke by video hookup on Christmas Eve to members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and the Coast Guard stationed in Qatar, Kuwait, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, amongst other places. Big day in the NFL. A lot of playoff situations should be settled for as many as seven teams today. This is SRN News.
You're unique. You don't walk like everyone, talk like everyone, or sleep like everyone. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a truly customized mattress would cost you $5,000 to $10,000. Until now, go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body.
My mama told me, you better shop around. Many of y'all are doing just that, and we appreciate it. There's a reason why Woody Folsom Overflow is off to such a great start here in Jessup. That reason? We give you more car for the money and more money for your car.
That's the way we started off doing business 21 years ago. And guess what? We're still at it. We go to our new car dealerships and handpick some of the very best pre-owned vehicles. Put them through a rigorous inspection and price every one of them to see that you go home happy. Trade? I'm your boy. Bring whatever you want to trade. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, airplanes. We'll give you more for it. And we'll give you a free powertrain lifetime warranty, good as long as you own the vehicle. This is Woody. Talk to us and Merry Christmas.
Woody Folsom Overflow, North 1st Street in Jessup. Let's do some business.
Well, Shelby Jean turned 65 Friday.
She did.
But as she said, hey, that ain't but 18 Celsius.
Talk to us, y'all. We give you more car for the money and more money for your car.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville, 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy, 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood, and at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
I know it seems like a strange thing to say these days, but you do get to make decisions about what you buy, who you vote for, what you watch on TV, what movie you go to, what show you like, what show you don't like, what radio you listen to. You get to make these decisions. I know it doesn't feel like it anymore, but you do get to make these decisions as an American.
Mike Gallagher, weekdays at 9. On Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Roads are still looking good. As for the weather, mostly cloudy today, up to about 76. Looking for a 20% chance of showers. Cloudy tonight, low of 52. And then sunny for Christmas, high 59. 74 WBOB, AM 600, the answer.
Talk Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff back here with Military Resource Radio, back here with our Iron Man segment. 15 minutes long, folks. And we are going to get into the meat and potatoes here with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. Gary is here, and Gary just had a heck of a trip over to Hawaii. And you might be thinking, oh, my God, I hate this guy. He just got back from Hawaii. He was on a vacation. I've been sweating my butt off wherever you are in the middle of the summer. And here Gary is. He's going back and forth to Hawaii. He's doing awesome things. But this wasn't a vacation. It sort of was a vacation, but a lot of it, it was a little different than a standard vacation. Let's put it that way. So, Gary, tell us what you were doing down in Hawaii.
Yeah, first I just want to make sure I address the very narcissistic concept of, you know, everyone's jealous because here I am off in Hawaii and now I'm in Detroit. How amazing that is, and then how that, no, I love your city. I just thought that was
Gary, a lot of people get Detroit and Hawaii confused.
In case nobody else missed that part. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I'm not saying this is not a great place, but to compare Maui to, you know, or Oahu or maybe even the Big Island. You know, you can maybe even compete with some of the beauty of the Big Island. So yeah, Detroit's right up there on the list. And I was love the city, but that was just a funny parallel.
God.
I was actually just out there. Relative of mine, John Finn, who is an amazing man, and he was the very first Medal of Honor recipient of World War II. He earned his Medal of Honor in Pearl Harbor and was, for a while, the oldest living Medal of Honor recipient. He died at 101 about 7 years ago. And
well, first of all, he should get a Medal of Honor just for that. Yeah, anybody who makes it to 101, in my opinion,
that was his second award. He was an amazing man. My whole family are very honored. He had a destroyer named after him, the USS John Finn, and it was commissioned out of Pearl Harbor just a few weeks ago, and it was an unbelievable honor, an unbelievable experience, and The ship is actually berthed out of San Diego,
mm-hmm.
but they took it out to Pearl Harbor to do the commissioning because that's where he earned his Medal of Honor. And then we did the actual ceremony on the flight deck, right where he earned his medal, and it was just unbelievably surreal to think about.
So you're standing in the same spot, essentially, where this man earned a Congressional Medal of Honor during World War II, and not only that, he's a relative of yours.
Correct. Yeah. It's just like I said. If it was TV, you'd see the goosebumps. But you know,
I see them right now.
It is. It was undescribable the kind of emotion that and so they read a biography piece that he did about the incident. And to read that biography and have, the speaker was, through the peaks, he saw, and he would raise his hand up, in the direction of the peaks. So you could look over and you could just feel through the peaks, the zeros would come. And, and then the ordnance building to the right, was first hit, and you turn over and that's where the building, was. And it was one of those things that you could never replicate the feeling that, that we had. And to have the ship in the background, and it was just unbelievably well done by the Navy, and we were all just so honored to be able to, even see it, let alone the fact that it was, someone from with our family. And if you know anything about my family, they all think they're badasses. So we all have our, this contest a bit.
There's a little ego going around.
Maybe a little bit of one-upsmanship.
Sure.
This one might be hard to top. This one might be hard to top.
And folks, if you want to look up John Finn, I mean, you can literally go to just Google and just Google John Finn, right? Or I believe he has his own Wikipedia page, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot of information about him online. He's an amazing, amazing man. And he was a testament to true naval service. And he had an outlook that made him larger than he was. His outlook on what he did and the concepts around it were so much greater than, just one man. And so he's had a good following, in other words,
sure.
not necessarily, I hate to say famous or celebrity or something like that, but I have been on, conversations. I had a Navy gentleman reach out for a question about a VA loan. We started talking about John Finn. He's well aware of the exploits of John Finn, because I was a machineman's mate or a gunner's mate. I can't remember exactly which one, but it was one of the roles that John Finn played, to hear somebody else talking about, a great uncle of mine was just, again, it's a surreal experience where we've known him forever. And so, of course, so we know him as a different person than only his exploits. And so it's,
sure.
It's just great to, that there's even more awareness, because what he stood for is larger than a Medal of Honor. It was larger than a ship named after you. What he stood for was do your job, right? I mean, the motto of his ship is stand and fight. But it's not so much just stand and fight, right? What does that really mean?
You know, stand fast and fight.
Yeah, wouldn't. Yeah, I apologize. See, I'm paraphrasing, Todd. You'll appreciate Todd, that. Mr. Jones will
appreciate
that. Todd,
listen to that
paraphrase.
One. Yeah.
Do your job. That's what it means. His job was to man that gun, right? And he would say that he is not the hero, right? Mm. Don't give me a Medal of Honor. Court martial the ones that ran. Just do your job. Your job was to stand there. And it's hard to think of it in those terms.
Sure.
And in modern political correctness,
sure.
is it really okay to say? But of course, this man is not he was nowhere.
He wasn't worried about microaggressions.
Correctness, no, by any means. But it stood for it's funny how you can take something like stand fast and fight, and you think it's this courageous, the tip of the spear, the 1%. But mm-hmm. what it really represents is that was his job. He never said stand fast and fight. He said, I stand fast and fight. That was my job. If your job is to stand fast and fight, you stand fast and fight. But it doesn't mean in the face of enemy fire.
Sure.
That cook needs to stand fast and fight in the kitchen. That supplyman needs to stand fast and fight at the issue point. Like, do your job.
Yep.
The ammunition tech, the air delivery. No
sure.
matter what your job was, that
sure.
is where you stand and fight. And
yeah.
so you can only control. He's so funny. Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts would know what I'm talking about. It's called the blood circle, right? If you're carrying a knife, don't let anybody in around you where you might cut them, right? That's your blood circle if you're a scout or whatever. Well, your blood circle is all you can control. You can't control anything else but what your arm can reach. That is your sovereign nation. That is your peace of our country. That is your piece of our mission.
Sure.
You control that mission. You stand right there and you control your mission. If that mission happens to put you in front of a toaster, or if it puts you in front of in a foxhole, or if it puts you in an intelligence office, you stand right there. You control your blood circle. And we will always win if we control what we can reach. And that was just it sounds so small, but it's such a huge concept. Just control and do your job. Just stand fast and fight right there.
Sure, sure. So Gary, let me ask you this, and for folks out there that don't know the story of John Finn and why he was given the Congressional Medal of Honor, just wondering, from that standpoint, could you maybe give just a brief synopsis of sort of what happened? I mean, I'm sure there's a ton to the story, but could you maybe give us a brief synopsis of exactly what he did and why he was awarded that highest honor that a service member can receive?
And I really like, because I tend to, because I go onto the big picture. I tend to talk about him in the big picture because it's what he would want. Like, everyone should be proud.
Sure.
Let's separate out the fact that he never wanted anyone to single him out. He always wanted to say, I did my job. Now let's just talk about what he did. I mean, aircraft coming in, it was Pearl Harbor. Chaos. No one was ready. He was manning his machine gun nest for anti-aircraft fire. And he had, over the course of the next several hours, more than 20 separate wounds between shrapnel, two 50 caliber aircraft rounds that, a 50 caliber round, if you don't know what it is,
yeah.
is like a very small missile. And so it grazes your hand and it'll dislocate your shoulder, And so he was some severe wounds that he incurred, and he just sat there. He kept fighting, and at the end of his of the first wave, as everyone was at the hospital and he was finally going to to get some form of medical attention, as he got there he realized that the overwhelming number of people that were in worse shape than him. So he turns around and goes back and gets ready for the second wave. Like, this is unbelievable.
It's like the definition of selfless.
It is unbelievable heroism and unbelievable understanding of who he was, what needed to happen, and then the empathy he felt for people that were in worse shape. It's one of those things where, you only lost Three limbs. Okay, well, okay. I've only lost two, so I guess you're in a
sure.
I mean, that yeah. severe.
That's how he's looking at it.
He didn't lose a limb, but he certainly had a lot of wounds and a lot of. He was clearly in mortal danger and just selflessly went back and got ready for the next wave.
That is so amazing. And folks, again, just Google John Finn, U.S. Navy, if you want to hear a little bit more about it. I mean, Gary's given us a brief synopsis, but there's certainly more to the story that I've read up on. And if you want to, just Google it. John Finn, U.S. Navy. JOHNFINN is going to be the spelling there. And so you and, a lot of your family went down to Hawaii, and you were there to witness the commissioning, right? They call it the commissioning of this destroyer. And you were nice enough, by the way, and folks won't be able to see this here because we're on the radio, but you were nice enough to bring me my very own USS John Finn challenge coin. And it's a beautiful coin. What it's got on the it's all gold on the one side with the Department of the Navy logo, and then on the other side there's an actual picture of the destroyer DDG-113, which is you explained to me. I asked you before what the DDG-113 was, and you were like, "Oh, well, that's the boat's license plate."
Essentially, whatever. For sure.
Yeah, I forget what the exact term is, but I know there's a different term other than license plate. But it's kind of funny that you would think that a Navy destroyer still needs a license plate, for international waters and all that,
But certainly needs to be identified.
It's yeah. Than what well, you'd think calling it the USS John Finn Naval Destroyer would be enough, but for whatever reason, you still need that number.
That's fair. The one thing also I want to make sure I mentioned about my fantastic trip,
sure,
to the Hawaiian, this amazing event, and not to put a plug into the family or whatever, but when you have a whole, everyone serves, everyone's thinks they're better than everybody else in sort of their own little way.
Sure.
I always try to say this in a nice way because it's radio. But to have that group of badasses all together, it didn't take but probably the it was the second night, but it wasn't truly 2 days. Before we ended up in a beverage establishment, everyone talking kind of trash about about their own exploits and
sure.
maybe who's tougher than somebody else. And by about 1 o'clock that evening, we had three arrested, and my other cousin didn't exactly come across so well out of the incident.
Gary's showing me a picture right now, and let me tell you, this is someone's knee that has just been just opened up like it just had surgery.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate event, but it's just funny. My uncle called my uncle at about 1:30 in the morning, and I said, don't maybe want to disclose all of their names because maybe they wouldn't appreciate it.
Sure.
But possibly three cousins that were arrested and one uncle whose knee was cut to the bone all the way across. Fortunately, missed all the tendons, which is great. But so I'm in the ER with my uncle. My cousins were in jail. I was just trying to organize. And what was really funny about it was there was no instructions needed.
Right.
I got this. This drills happened every time. It's so routine that it was just
just one of those things that kind of happens in life.
It was as if any of us could comparatively live up to the namesake of the ship we were there to. We all think that somehow we can.
That's a tall order. And we're going to be back to talk a little bit more about this with Gary Foster of VAHome.org here in our final segment in just a minute. Stick around, folks. We'll be back right after the jump.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Every year we have gentlemen come in with the same problem. They just don't know what to buy their wife for Christmas. Well, one thing we can start off telling them is they've come to the right place, because at Underwoods it's been our business since 1928 to keep in our stores what ladies want to own. We have a professional credential staff that'll treat you the way you expect to be treated, and they can really help solve your problem. We have North Florida's finest collection of diamond jewelry, an extensive collection of pearls. You might be interested in seeing some of the hot new designer jewelry pieces from names like David Yurman, John Hardy, or Roberto Coin. If it's a watch you want, We carry Rolex and other watches that are considered the best. And the one thing you'll love and she'll recognize is the hand-wrapped silver package with a satin ribbon our gifts come in. So make this a Christmas to remember. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
The Jacksonville Junior Chamber is hosting the Jacksonville Outstanding Young Professional Awards on January 18th, recognizing those who make a difference and are leaders in their industries. You know someone who is between the ages of 18 and 41 and is an outstanding leader in academics, business, government, science, or the community, or is a notable Jacksonville influencer? Please nominate them at jacksyoungprofessionals.com. Nomination deadline is December 30th. Brought to you by EU Jacksonville and the Jacksonville JCs.
Hey everyone, back here with another awesome episode here of Military Resource Radio. We're on our last segment of this episode, but hey folks, I think Gary's going to be back next week with us, so we'll be happy to talk a little bit more about that. But folks, before I get into that again, and I've talked about this before, I want you to go to militaryresourceradio.com for all the latest and greatest information on the show. And you know what the best part is? You can contact me directly. You can contact us here at BBMC Mortgage. Click the contact tab and put in your information. We'll get right back to you via our online contact form, or dial 888-366-4MRR. That's 888-366-4677 numerically to be put in touch with us here at BBMC Mortgage and Military Resource Radio. Tremendous information on the website there. Again, militaryresourceradio.com. You can take a look at a little bit about the show and about me, Tony Gatliff, your host. You can take a look at previous episodes of the show under our podcast tab. You can just listen to the show right off of the website, or you can take a look at all of our outlets, terrestrial and online, and figure out where to get the show. So take a look at that. So Gary, you know, we did talk a little bit last segment here about John Finn, and I wanted to ask really from your perspective, you know, you see folks that get the Congressional Medal of Honor, right? And you know, how many of those have been handed out in history? I mean, it's got to be like under 100 or something, right? Doesn't it?
I almost wish it was relabeled, because actually the Medal of Honor was the only medal you could earn during the Civil War.
Okay.
And so it's morphed a little bit of that level anyway. So it's kind of morphed from being like you did something amazing to you did something impossible, right? And so it almost
sure
needs to change its name, because there have been thousands of medals of honor given. But if you like whittle that down to, you know, the definition of a medal of honor
of what it is currently today,
right? But there are times though when it's basically you shouldn't have lived, you know, right?
Right.
So you've done something that you shouldn't have made it.
There's no way you should be here to get this medal, so we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, you bettered the world at your own expense, and you shouldn't have made it. And there are people that have won multiple medals of honor, right? You know, Dan Daly, Smedley. I'm a Marine, so of course I'm going to go back to the
Not to overshadow your own relative, but still,
right? I don't want to say that. I'm inspired by Dan Daly, but I do want to point out that my youngest daughter's name is Charlotte Dan Daly Foster. So I don't want to.
So not that you really have a huge interest in Dan Daly or anything.
Not that I'm really truly inspired. Like John Finn, superhero, awesome, amazing. In the same breath, you know, you want to tell your children Superman, Spider-Man, Batman. You know, you take a look at John Finn and you take a look at Dan Daly, and you will find Superman.
I mean the Medal of Honor, in at least in modern times, I mean, that's an elite group. I mean, I think from what I notice, and maybe I don't know about every single one that they hand out, but I tend to kind of keep my ear to the ground on that stuff. And I mean, I think it's like less than one a year.
I would imagine far less. And so in perspective, you know, one of the most famous Marines of all time, Chesty Puller, one of the most decorated Marines of all time. So the second highest award you can achieve is the Navy Cross.
Yep.
Right. And so he just missed five times. So he has five Navy crosses and no Medal of Honor kind of a thing. And he's the most revered and recognizable by all means of the Marines.
And even he didn't get the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, because it really has to be that special. It really has to be a superhuman event or act. And it's pretty impressive deal in the first place. And to be the very first, so that's what I'm saying. He's actually the very first Medal of Honor recipient of World War II, John Finn was. And so, I mean, if you think about it, we didn't enter World War II until the first round. So you can only earn one during, you know, wartime.
Right.
And the war started when the first round came in. So, you know, he's the first recipient of the Medal of Honor because, it, you know, World War II started right then. And within an hour, there he was. And so it was...
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a big deal. Well,
and you know, congratulations out there, obviously, to yourself and your family being able to you know, see that that amazing commissioning of that destroyer, the USS John Finn. And it's out of San Diego now, correct? It was,
yeah, the commissioning was done. They just did the commissioning,
okay,
you know, in Kennebec, where he earned his.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing, and you know, we're so happy about that. And as always, folks, on Military Resource Radio, we always extend a thank you to our active duty service members coast to coast and around the world, and we always extend a thank you to all of our veterans coast to coast and around the world. Thank you so much for your service to this country. It means a lot to us here on Military Resource Radio. And again, folks, Gary Foster with VAHome.org. That's vahome.org in your web browser. If you have, you know, any questions, concerns, anything about VA mortgages, real estate questions, anything like that, please head on over to vahome.org and get in contact with them. They really are the best in the business in terms of getting you in touch with someone that can help you. And we have a relationship with them here at BBMC Mortgage, so we're proud to have that relationship with such a great organization. So, folks, you know, we've only got a minute or two left here on the show. Like I say, Gary's going to be back next week. We're going to talk a little bit more in regards to a few of the items that we talked about. Today and more. Again, folks, militaryresourceradio.com is the website for our show here. We're available terrestrially in seven different markets and as well online on any of your podcast outlets.
If there's any way I could steal just a couple of seconds of the last minute that we have,
absolutely.
I want to let you know that as a military family, as a military member, I want to thank you for your service too. Sometimes people forget, you know, that you don't have to dress like a big jar of relish every day and camouflage to serve. And the good you're doing and the connectivity you're giving military members to great resources, I don't want to overshadow the fact that we do appreciate the service that you do as well.
Oh, Gary, thank you so much for saying that, man. I appreciate it very much. And, you know, we talked a little bit a couple months ago about that other way that I was thinking about serving. And as you and I discussed, you know, this is a great outlet. And we're so proud to connect, inspire, and enlighten active duty service members and veterans out there. Folks, that is all the time we have for Military Resource Radio. Stay tuned for next week. We'll be back with Gary Foster of VAHome.org.